Good to see you all the new faces. We have been sitting, as you perhaps know, this week. So I hope the talk isn't too spaced out. We're about to take the lid off of Sesshin, and just wanted to comment that, again, that Zazen offers us a moment of cessation from whatever it is we're doing. And in that moment of cessation, we are offered the opportunity for transformation. Observing or commenting earlier this week that my perception now of this style of sitting is, I use the word template, which isn't quite right, but it's that the information that's been brought forward through countless generations evolving and changing each passage. But the wisdom in it is what we've been experiencing this week. And actually, as you sit each time, it's there as well. Offers us the opportunity, this, besides just transformation, it offers us the opportunity to see the universe in all its resplendent glory, which is nothing other than who we are, what our true nature is. Some of the aspects that we were talking about this week were simply entering the path through enacting this way, whether it be just sitting or joining for a whole week and engaging with these roles that we have in the service involved. So my encouraging thought is continue to align yourself with these true teachings and to listen and enact your life with in accord with this way that is beyond personal constructs. I wanted to specifically comment in this vein about the Sangha. This week we've been together, we've lived together harmoniously and really been able to support each other in our practice in this enactment of wisdom. And all the temple roles have been fulfilled harmoniously together, making this support system for this this week. Even the Han, I was thinking of. And I hope you all will look at that more, that integration of the temple roles, how they all work together, because it's essential that they do, for one thing, for the success of this place and others. But I feel that it was happening regardless of whether anybody noticed or not. So there's like, I have heard anyway that there's a, on the ocean, if there's a raging storm on the surface, you can go down 30, 40 feet and it's still. And that's something like what I am proposing, that we all continue with our roles, hold our seat, and operate or remember that deep, still aspect regardless of what's happening on the surface. And I'm encouraged and pleased to see so many people here interested and caring for Jikoji. As we talked about earlier this week, this place has it's an anchor, or it sends out a vibration into the world that whether you are aware of it or not, other people are aware that it's here. You're aware of it, but you may not be aware of the impact that it has on other people. We've been seeing this at Hokoji recently, where in conversation people are telling me how important it is to know that Hokoji's there, even though they never come. And the other part of that deep, still ocean part, that's where you don't backslide. If you remain in touch with the penetrating depth that we experienced this week, then you can't slide off of it. You can't go back to your old habits. That information is still available to you, the cessation, the opening and opportunity to change instantly in that gap what the next moment's going to look like. I wanted to end with, I thought it would be appropriate to end with a poem by Hongzhi that's part of his series of poems. This one is part of one that he wrote about the fourth ancestor, but I think it's beautiful expression of this state of Zazen. And not just sitting, mind you, but getting up and moving about. Same thing. I'll try and say it so you can hear. The true form is magnificently illuminated with gleaming fire. The teaching's voice is total silence amid the ringing wind chimes. The moon hangs in the old pine tree, cold in the falling night. The chilled crane in its nest in the clouds has not yet been aroused from its dreams.